Thank you, Lulu.
Thank you, Gail.
You're welcome. Hey, Stephen, this is Gail. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I understand you were talking with Lulu. She's one of our mapping specialists. Can you fill me in a little bit on what's going on, what you're looking for? I caught something about Page Hub. I jumped in and listened to the very tail end of your conversation with Lulu. I heard something about Page Hub. Is it, were you using them in the past, or are you
I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm actually using Page Hub now. But I'm not super happy with what they're doing. You know, they've got me a website, but my opinion, the website just kind of cheesy. Like it don't even look real. Oh. It looks like a fake website. You know,
really?
I'd say 75% of the pictures on there, they're not even my pictures. They're like just stolen from the web or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So, according to Page Hub, they've got to do that to keep me at the top of Google. Which, you know, if I type in, you know, forestry mulching in my area, you know, I'm top of list. I think I'm the only one on there, actually, which is good. That's what I'm after, because I do forestry mulching, but I'm wanting to lean more toward fencing right now. You know, I'm wanting to branch out in the fencing industry, and they don't even mention fencing on my website. And I've tried adding fencing as a keyword where my company will pop up if somebody types in fencing near me. But
right.
You type in fencing near me right now, and I'm nowhere to be found.
Right. Okay. It does sound like they're really not doing a very good job. So I'm going to take a quick look at your online presence. Let's see. I see at least you've got your Google Business profile up. That's great. Oh, man. How long have you been with them?
I think 2 to 3 months, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that is a little concerning to me, especially. So one of the first things that we do is, of course, we'll close the White Plains area for your category of forestry mulching. And that's a 50-mile radius around home base. And as Google Premier Channel partners, that's strict Google rules that we have to follow. So in that 50-mile radius around you, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors. So anyone who offers the same services that you do, we can't work with them. So we can use the keywords fencing and fence building, fence repair, whichever aspect of it you'd like to do, we'll use that as a term that you're found by in the map section too. And it kind of stumps me that they haven't added it for you because it's not a difficult thing to do. And it's not as though there's a limit on how many keywords. So no problem adding fencing to that. Now, are you wanting to do repair and new fencing, or both?
Mainly new fencing. You know, I might would do a little bit of repair. I would definitely do replacement, like ripping old fence out and putting new fence in. But, you know, if somebody's got a small spot they need repaired, you know, I've got a minimum. I'm not going to go out and do a $600 repair or nothing like that. I've got a minimum.
Right. Exactly. Okay. No problem. So a couple of things that concern me when I look at your online presence that really should have been taken care of by now. One is the directory listings. So one of the first things that we do is we submit your information out to all of the popular local directories, usually around 60. And I'm not seeing you on any of them. And for us, that happens within the first 7 days. So if we call today day one, the day we get you all set up, then 7 days from now, you'll be on Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, I mean, up to about 60 different directories. And I'm not seeing you on any of them, literally. That worries me. It should have been done by now. The other thing that does worry me is that they're not changing your keywords to include fencing. And further concerning is that they wouldn't use your photos on your website. Well, there's a couple things.
Which, I mean, some of those are my photos. I don't know if you can get my website pulled up. But I say, yeah, you know, about 35% of them, maybe 40% is my pictures. You know, you can kind of, you can tell what's real and what's fake, you know.
Yeah, well, and that's, I'm thinking, so I see an excavator, looks like you're on top of a small hill pulling dirt up. That looks like probably yours. I see a red dumper that your backhoe is loading into. That must be yours.
No, I don't think that's
mine. That's nice.
That truck with my logo, that's mine. A lot of the, you know, before and afters and stuff like that, that's mine. But, you know, anything that's got like a vibrant sky, like a crystal blue sky, looks like something out of a magazine, that's fake. You know, that's
I got nice. You. Now, what
anything
about this?
That looks like it's been edited, you know, that's not
okay.
Mine.
So what about this compactor that I see rolling down the road? Is that not yours?
No, that's not mine, no.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely something else. We need to get your photos on there. I mean, it shouldn't be all these fakey ones. You're right. It does make it look a little cheesy. Now, the site domain name, truegritmulching.com, do you own that domain, Stephen? Excuse me.
I don't know much about it. I'm sure I do, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know when it comes to stuff like this, I don't know anything about it. That's the reason I'm paying somebody to do it.
Sure, no problem. And, you know, this is not what you're supposed to specialize in. Now, what was it that sparked your interest when you and Lulu were chatting? I mean, why now? What sparked you to maybe want to make a change?
She just called me, you know, and I was kind of telling her what I got going on.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm not sure if I want to make a change. You know, she just called me and I just thought I would kind of tell her what I got going on.
I gotcha. By the way, does the company name come from True Grit the movie?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I got.
Nice. That's awesome. So I live in Colorado, and I'm about 20 miles from where the original True Grit was filmed. So I've been in the courthouse and, yeah, stood on those same steps and where he's run there. He and, oh, my God, I just lost the guy's name, Duvall. Yeah, John Wayne and Duvall are fill your hands, USOB, running across the field.
Yeah.
At each other. Yeah, yep. I've been there. It's awesome. So I saw your name, and I love that. Had to tell you. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get pricing for you, Stephen, and let's see if we can make this make sense. I would love to help you. Whatever you're paying, you're not getting what you're paying for. Or maybe it is super, super, super cheap, and they're just not doing anything. So I think I mentioned our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't add taxes to it. There are no click fees or call fees or lead fees. They don't exist. And then pricing system is month to month. We don't lock you into a contract. We just don't believe in it. We feel if a company is doing their job like we intend to do, we have no need to lock you into a contract. So let's see what we've got. Now, you're in business, is it just over a year?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to be able to use new in business pricing for you. That's going to help you out with rate quite a bit. So let's see. It's actually going to, wow, drop your rate from $399 down to $199 a month. And then your setup fee goes from $299 down to $99. So the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it's just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And let's see what it's giving us for inclusions, too. Okay, good. So, yes, I expected that was going to be there. So it's allowing us to rebuild your website if necessary. And then, of course, we would host it and do maintenance on it as well. And we'll use your photos, not the fakey stock ones that make it look hokey. And besides that, people want to see your photos, your equipment, you know, things like that. So that's what we'll put on your website for you. It looks like it's also the directory submissions we talked about, review monitoring also. So what that does is we'll watch your Google reviews for you. And if you get any bad ones, we'll alert you and we'll help you in how to either improve or get that removed so that it doesn't go against you. And then right now, you're 5 out of 5 star rated. You've got excellent rating, which is going to help you in the map section as well.
So can I roll over? Like, if I go with y'all, can y'all roll that 5 stars over?
Oh, yeah, that stays with you. That stays with you, absolutely. Yep, no problem. In fact, I mean, we'll help you get more reviews, too. I mean, the more you have, the better. And especially, clearly, the work you do is really good. People are giving you 5 stars. Even, gosh, on your home advisor, you're 5 stars everywhere. So more 5-star reviews like that on your Google, that's a great thing. That's going to help bring you more business. Okay. Well, Stephen, this sounds like it's a great fit for you, if I'm not mistaken.
Only thing is, right now I'm paying like $169, which I'm a firm believer in you get what you pay for, but at the same time, I'm not ready to pay more right now.
Gotcha. You know? And what did you say you're at?
I'm paying $169 a month.
$169. So, oh, well, so it's $30 for.
I'm not willing to pay more right now. I'm not, maybe I should be, because I'm a firm believer in you get what you pay for, but at the same time, I'm not ready to make that. Right now, $169 not,
Tell you what, let me check something. We've got a Christmas code, promo code running around here somewhere. It's technically not active yet, but I think it might work. If I can find that code, I know it would take $50 off. That would put you at $149 a month. If I can find that code, would that be doable for you?
Yeah, I would do that.
Let's see where that thing is. Oh, you know what? Let me ask Amy. She'll know exactly what it is. And she answers fast. I love that about her. Oh, that was too easy. Christmas 22 is the code. Oh, my. All right. So, let's see. Let me get it in here. Perfect. So, that did bring you down to $149. And if we get you set up today, it locks you in at that rate. so it'll never go up, regardless of what inflation does or whatever everything else does. It just doesn't matter. You'll be locked in there. Should
okay.
we get you going?
When I did this with PageHub, I had to like submit a video to prove this is my address. Am I gonna have to go through all that again?
Oh no, sir. No. That was probably something that. Wow. No, you won't. You don't need to do that. I mean, I'm already looking at you in our system. You're pre-approved. You're pre-qualified, pre-approved.
I had to video my truck in my driveway, had to, video my address and this and that.
Wow. No, nothing like that. You'll just be good to go. We'll need some photos from you. Because we could pull them probably off your existing site unless Townsquare PageHub takes it down, but the quality of the image wouldn't be very good. So your original photos would be better. Then we can load your page up with your own photos. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Stephen, I need just a couple minutes to gather some information from you. And so part of my job is to make sure we've got everything completely accurate. We don't want any inaccurate information going to Google. So I'll gather some information from you. We'll get payment set up today. We'll also get your onboarding call set up. And that's a call at your earliest convenience. It's according to your schedule. And after that onboarding call, that's when we roll up our sleeves and get to work right away. And then,
who does my website, because I just kind of go through the stuff I went through with PageHub and basically be paying, I'm skeptical because I've went through all this stuff with PageHub is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I can understand that. So you'll have a technician on our team. I don't know who that is yet. I haven't gotten to the screen where I can assign that person. But then they'll just ask you a few questions. And truly, your onboarding call only takes about 20 minutes. Because I'll gather most of your information here. So your onboarding call will be super short. And, essentially, you'll just give us a quick rundown of what you want your site to look like and send us photos, and we'll make the rest happen from there. We try to make it as easy on you as we can.
And get photos from my Facebook.
Tell me what you mean again.
Like basically today, I've got a True Grit Forestry Mulching Facebook that's got gobs of pictures, just tons and tons of pictures. Could they go to my Facebook and get pictures?
Yeah, actually, we could certainly do that. No problem. Let me make a note. Okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. We can do that, Stephen. Sure. That'll save you some time and some fuss and muss. All right. So, Stephen, is your first name Steven?
No, it's actually with a PH.
Gotcha. Let me fix that. Good thing I asked. And then what's your last name, Stephen?
It's pronounced Brazier. It's B-R-A-S-H-E-R.
B-R-A-S-H-E-R. And then I don't need your digits yet, but on the card that you're going to use today, does a middle initial or a middle name appear, or just first and last? I know, you can't remember. Neither can I, ever. I have to go so much. It's so bad.
It's actually... True Grit Forestry mulching.
Got you. Okay. And then, but your name must appear on there too, right? It would be the...
No. No, I your don't name's not... my name. It just says not Margaret Forster.
Try, if you would, please, flip it over once. I know they moved some of this stuff around. Still no name.
No. No, okay. Only name on is my business name.
Okay, no problem. And then, Stephen, what's a good email address for you? Oh, wait a minute. I might have that on your Facebook page.
Okay.
Nope, actually, it's not there.
Okay, it's my name, Stephen. M is in Master.
Okay.
Then my last name, at
iCloud.com. At iCloud.
Yep.
Got it.
Stephen M. Brown at iCloud.com.
Got it. Perfect. Stephen, I'm going to send you two emails. We'll just kind of make sure that they make it to you. The first one is informational. It's on our dashboard and reporting area. So you'll have an area on our site that you can log in if you'd like anytime you want and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, things like that. And then let me adjust this other one with your discounts in there. The next one I want to send you is your exact price and package so that you've got that in writing for your records. And get your credits on there so that that brings it down. There we go. Okay. And that second email is on the way. If you could just let me know if they make it, that would be great.
Okay.
And just double checking my spelling. It's my system is telling me it's an invalid email address. It may just not like iCloud, but if it goes through, then good. That's what we want.
I ain't got anything yet. It's Stephen, Stephen M. Brazier. Brazher at iCloud.com.
At iCloud.com. Okay, I got it right. Maybe check your junk folder. It's possible that it would have gone in there.
No, and I don't see it.
Still nothing. Okay, look here. See what's going on. Stephen, are you in Eastern time zone?
It's 5 o'clock for us.
5 o'clock. So you're... Okay. Oh, so you're Central time zone then. Got you. Huh. I'm going to copy the email address right off of your website, too. I'm pretty sure I got it right. I've checked it 3 times, but... I'm going to do it again.
Okay. What? I think it might have it.
It might have come through.
Yeah, who's it coming from?
G. Buskey at Local Splash or at RelevantAds.com. One of those two. Relevant Ads is our sister company. Oh, I think I heard it just came in.
Google and Facebook marketing.
Excellent. Good, you got them. Perfect. Okay. And then are you at 515 Browning Road, White Plains, Kentucky?
Yes.
And is that 42464?
Yes.
All right. Let me fix that. There's a typo in there and I don't like it. There we go. Now it all reads right. And then I'm going to grab your website address here, too, for your technician. That way we don't have to go through that all over again. Okay, that looks good. And then I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. The first one is my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account and will be forever and for always. So if you ever have any questions or problems, if you can't get to somebody that you need, let me know. If it's something I can't resolve myself, I will take you to the person who can. And then the second text I'm sending is our customer service department. That's where you'll reach your technicians. And then, let's see. Oh, I know. I should have asked you. Are you using the cell phone that we're on, the 270-584-2711, as your business line also?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Update that. Get that right. Okay. I'm doing a couple more little double checks here just to make sure we've got it all right. And, you know, while I'm doing that, a couple of optional items for you. When we rebuild your website, would you like us to add a payment option? So, like, if you're using Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, we can put that on your website so you can actually send people there to pay you.
No, that's okay.
Okay, no problem. And then, let's see, mark that as a no. Let's go ahead and list out your services. So I've got forestry mulching, and I'm going to say fencing also. And I'm going to say fence installation. Replacement. Okay. How else would you like to list your services? Like, are there other things within forestry mulching that we could say, like land clearing?
Yeah, you could put land clearing in.
Okay. And would that include tree removal? And do you want me to show tree removal also?
No, I don't really do. No, that's, I'd rather not do that, no.
Okay. No problem. And then...
Like, people want you to remove trees right beside
them.
You know, yeah, I'm not. That's not what
I bet that's fun. Oh, gosh. I'd be worried about knocking their house in. All right. And then on your existing website, now tell me if this is right or wrong, they've got deep excavation, minor demolition, resloping, lot grading. Are those things that you want to show and be found for?
I mean, mainly it's fencing is number one. That's
gotcha.
What I'm looking for the hardest is fencing. And
okay.
I'll do some forestry mulching and land clearing and stuff like that. But
okay.
Fencing is that's my bread and butter. That's what I'm after.
Awesome. All right. Got it. So I'm going to leave your services just like that. I don't want you listed for things you don't want to do. All right. Let me grab a couple more links here. And then...
Let me ask you a question. If, say, I pay today... What's the quickest I'll actually be able to see a legit website, that respectable website?
Excellent question. So we get those done within the first 14 days. Usually it's less than that. Usually I'm seeing them around the 8 to 10 day mark. So really, really quickly. Also, all of your directory listings are going to get out there within the first 7 days. So they get up there quickly too.
People's going to be off for Christmas break, I'm sure. So can we just say, you know, the 5th of January, I should definitely see something by then.
Oh yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure. No problem there. Okay. Grabbing a couple more little links. I wanted to grab your Facebook page because we'll want to tie that in on your website. And let's see. far as domain name, I'm going to say that we want to use the domain name that you have if PageHub doesn't take it down. So I'm going to make that notation.
And I want to, can I text the number that you just texted me on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What you got? What you sending me?
I've actually just changed my logo. I recently changed my logo.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty similar to my old logo. It's a little different.
Perfect.
I want to make sure we use it.
You got it. Definitely. We want your updated logo. We want everything to be the way you want.
Then I'll be sending that to, you know, whoever is building my website, but to be used well.
Yeah, I'll take it. I want to see it anyway, especially being new and updated. Now, Stephen, they've got you listed for business hours 7 to 7, 7 days a week. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I mean, 'cause we can change it. We'll be in your Google business profile making updates and doing 7 to 7 still. Right. Okay. You got long hours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, probably just, you won't get very many calls, if any, you know.
Oh, gotcha. I suppose after hours, right, that you don't get a whole lot.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't going to be doing anything like 7 o'clock on a Sunday night, but I...
Yeah. Oh, sure. Okay. I see where you're coming from. All right.
Yeah.
And then let me get your subscription set up here with your discounts. Okay. I think my computer needs some caffeine. There we go. I hate it when they move slower than we think. I always feel like they...
I'll go over.
What was that?
I just sent that new logo.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right. There we go. Oh, I like that. Nice logo.
Thank you. Yeah, we just did that last night.
When did you do that?
Just last night.
Oh, wow. Wow, very, very new logo. I love that. That looks good. So much better, actually. Now, did you, you bet. Did you do that yourself?
My wife did it. She used to be a full-time photographer, and she's got, like, programs and systems on her computer where she can do stuff like that.
Oh, wow, that's talent. I wish I could do that. Oh, my gosh, that's cool. All right, and then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call, Stephen. So we block an entire hour, but almost nobody ever needs it. But if you do need it, if you've got questions, it's there. So really, it should only take about 20 minutes for your onboarding. So let me see. I like to schedule these at your earliest convenience. I don't like to take your money and then not get to work. And this call really kicks off our work. So I'm looking at tomorrow. And let's see. It looks like we've got almost every hour on the hour from 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. Is there a time in there that would work for you?
Let's just do the earliest time you got available. And, you know, if for some reason I'm too busy to take the call, I'll just do them.
Perfect. Yep. And that's no problem. If you do, I mean, we understand if something comes up or you're in the middle of a job or a client call, if you could just give us as much notice as possible that you can't make it, and no problem rescheduling. Okay, get that in there. And I'm setting up your calendar appointment, and that'll hold your spot. And then I'm going to send another email to you, and that one I'll have you actually open up. So the next email that's on the way is titled Local Splash CIE. Silly internal coding, but... And then let me know when that one gets to you.
Is that an email?
Yes. And that'll be a calendar invitation. And all you've got to do when that one gets there is just open it up. There'll be a yes, no, and maybe option. And if you would hit the yes, that would be perfect. Is this one going to be slow getting there, too?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, well, that's all right. I don't mind hanging out with you. Awesome, you got it. So if you would just go ahead and...
All I've got is the original, too.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll keep going, and we'll come back and catch that. Probably just a little bit delayed is all. All right. So I'm going to do one more skim through here. You've already got your Google Business profile. Oops. I got to know. I wanted to look at your profile again real quick, too. Okay. Good. So they did already leave your actual street name and number off. Must be a home address?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. No problem. So I just want to reiterate that to them. Okay. And everything's looking good. It's looking accurate. All right. And I've got your subscription all set up at the $149. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Stephen?
Let's say Master.
Okay. And then for security's sake, I won't read the digits back. But if you give them to me in four-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up just fine.
Okay. All right. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, I've got 5340.
Got it.
8700.
Was that 87? And then I got the last two digits of that. But
yes.
87. Okay, perfect. Got it.
Then 0171.
Got it.
Then 5816.
Got it. And then expiration, please.
1025.
And then that little three-digit code on the other side or wherever they moved it to.
700.
My new card came Friday, I guess it was. And everything was moved. wait, where is it all? All right. And then let's go ahead. So we'll need to set up a security question and answer. So we implemented this because there are fake companies out there. Sometimes it's hard to tell. And especially once we get you out to the directories, you may get calls from, for example, Yelp offering you a monthly subscription. So a couple of things that I want you to know. First thing is we don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you're getting a call looking for money beyond what we're setting up for you, it's not us. Whatever their offer is, I've heard everything from we need $200 in order for your website to do blah, blah, and blah. You're free to accept or decline whatever their offer is as you see fit, but just know that your decision either way, yes or no to whatever their offer is not going to affect positively or negatively the work that we're doing or anything I've told you. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're ever in doubt, if you're not sure that it's us, I would recommend ask your security question. If they can't give you the correct answer, then it's not us. And I would suspect it could be a scam. And I'd just bail on them. So we've got three options. Mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you prefer?
We'll do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, you got it. And what is her maiden name, please?
Back, B-A-C-K.
Oh, that's easy. You'd never guess it, though. I mean, that's just too easy. Okay, let's see. Got that in there. Whoops. I didn't type it the same way twice, and it hollered at me. Okay. Oh, Stephen, did that other email make it to you, the local splash CIE?
No, I'm not seeing it for whatever reason.
Hmm. That is weird. Double-checking the address again. All right, well, it must be still on the way, so we'll just keep going, and we'll catch up with it when we can. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send that through, and then there's going to be one more email on the way to you. That one we'll need to handle, too. And that one is usually just naturally delayed, so it may take a minute to get there. So those, actually, I guess you've got two more. So we're looking for local splash CIE. And then the other one we're going to look for is local splash initial invoice. And that one is also on its way to you. So what I'll do, we need to do a voice verification. It's required of us as Google partners. So it outlines the services that we're going to provide. So we'll do the voice verification, give those emails a couple minutes to get there. And one of the ones that the local splash initial invoice in there is a copy of what I'm going to read. So when that one comes in, all we'll have to do is a couple clicks and a little bit of
okay.
typing. And
I've
then,
got one.
What's that?
I've got the local splash.
Oh, the initial invoice. Or CIE.
Yes.
Initial invoice. Perfect. Okay. I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing now then, and then I'll read to you. So about four sentences in, it says click here, I believe.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Go ahead and click on that, and it's going to open up a new page.
Okay. Got it.
And if you scroll all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
And there's a little checkbox. If you check that and then right below it.
Yeah.
It'll ask you to type your name as it appears, capital letters, if the middle initial shows, just exactly as it's typed.
On my card?
On the text on your screen should be, I think, right underneath it, or maybe right above it.
Okay, got you. Okay.
And then if we did everything right, it should take you to a login screen.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So that's actually going to be where you'll log into your dashboard, and we'll get you those login credentials, tomorrow on your onboarding call. So the only other thing we're waiting for is that local splash CIE, and I wonder what's taking it. Would you mind one more time, Stephen, check your junk mail? Maybe that one landed there. I mean, I wouldn't think so, but...
No, I'm not seeing it.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to make a note that we're just verbally confirming your appointment for tomorrow morning at 10, some reason it's not coming through. And that's actually the, I'll just note it and we'll be fine. So now I get to read to you and then I can let you back to your day. So the, oh, sorry, what was that?
Something just come through.
Oh, of course. Of course. So there will be one called, I think, Welcome to Local Splash. It could be that one, too. I gotcha. Okay. No worries. I'm not going to worry about the calendar appointment. I'll just confirm that verbally for you, and we'll be good to go. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners because I'm locking you in at a discounted rate. This also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you, and it'll outline the services that we're going to provide. So as I'm walking you through, if there's anything you don't understand or want clarification, just stop me and let me know. It's not that formal. I'm ready to go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash and is a form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
True Grit Forestry Mulching and Fencing.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Brazier, owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash and enter into the subscription arrangement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. And that's where you would use your security question. So that's just kind of notifying you of that. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of our subscription? I'll rephrase it. So if you add like other social medias or any other type of online marketing, would you let us know so that we can tie that into your programming?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, December 12th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $248, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time only non-refundable setup charge of $99. Going forward, beginning on January 12th, 2023, your recurring charge will be a flat $149, which is a true flat rate, and there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 12th of each month in the amount of $49. You may pause or discontinue at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to your billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I don't want to be charged that one-time fee of $99.
Oh, my gosh. We ran it through already. Let me see. Oh, goodness. I can see if I can get that taken back off. It may take me a little bit. I'll have to get with our finance department after we get off the phone. Is that going to be all right if I?
Yeah, as long as you get it refunded.
Okay. I'm going to put a note in here. Okay. All right. Got it. and then I need to make that notation on the calendar. All right, any last questions for me before I let you back to your day, Stephen?
No, that's it.
Okay, super. I will talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for your onboarding call.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Stephen. You have a good night.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.